Okay, so what we see in the 11th, in the final register, which is, begins on page 253, we get 12 figures holding oars, and this is the new crew. So in a sense, this is the crew that are gonna take the boat over the Aket and row it into the day. And these figures really are seen as figures who have completed the nighttime work, and they're now with Ra. They're like images of Ra, fractals of Ra that are going to enter into creation and shine the light of the new sun to recreate the world. So that's scene 79. That's the new crew. We go over to page 255 to scene 80. We find 12 goddesses with stars holding a rope, and they represent the energy of time. We've seen these goddesses before holding the hours, and we've constantly seen the use of the rope, which represents time and space, creating limits on time and space. So what it says here, they exist in this plan, they receive the tiller rope of the bark. So Ra is towed through Nut. Now Nut is the sky goddess whom he's going to be towed through. They are those who tow and injure Ra, who govern the courses in Nut. It is these same goddesses who govern this great god in the Duat. So these are the same figures that we find in one of the early hours. It's in the fourth hour. We find the 12 goddesses standing either side of a pit where there is the serpent of time, kind of. So these goddesses come back again, ready to shape the energies of creation into time and space. So they again, what they're. What Josephine quite usefully is saying there, creation must be balanced with destruction, else you get overgrowth. So they are containing the energies of the sun as it generates, so that the life proceeds in an orderly way. And then what we get is, the last scene that we get here is seven figures. There's a crocodile head, crocodile figure, there's a man holding a staff with a star above his head. There's a bull-headed figure, and another one holding a dominion staff. And the crocodile-headed figure is called Throaty, because he's very talks a bit like that. And it's the the image there is of the speaking of the word, the resonant speaking of the word.
What page is this in?
This is page 258, Rob, scene 81. And then what we hear about Throaty is, this god is in this plan. He it is who cries out at the opening of the gates for Ra. He passes through in his presence. Next figure with a human head is called the Whisperer. This god is in this plan. He it is who calls upon the stars for the births of the great god. He passes through in accordance with him. Next one is called Bull of the West. This god is in this plan. He it is who calls upon the gods of the bark of Ra. He passes through in his presence. And then the final figure of the four is a human-headed figure who nurses the stars. This god is in this plan. He is who places stars according to their red linen. He passes through in the presence of this great god. Now these figures really are, in a sense, this is the image of, because we're not quite there yet, but this is the image of the energy that's going to go forward. There's going to be speaking, the stars will rejoice at the birth of the new sun. The energy of the bull of the west is going to push forward. The new light, the new star is going to be nursed, and things are going to be arranged in accordance with the weave of the red linen. So this is where we're back with the weaver goddess. So this creative energy is going to emerge in relationship to the weave. Now, way back along in the first hour, second hour, you will remember, or first hour actually, you remember that what's placed upon the heads of those is a linen band of red linen. Now, the weave of the red linen is the completion of the process of the Book of Gates. So this creative energy that will arise in relationship with the weaving of Neith. Facing the four figures, we have a monkey making praise for the rising of Ra. Now, this is the baboon who raised. I mean, this is a great image in Africa, which I've been fortunate enough to see, of baboons lifting their hands up because they're warming themselves, really. But it looks like they're praying for and shouting out for joy because of the sunrise. And I suppose in a way they are, because they're enjoying the warmth of the new sun. So they're making praise there for the rising of the sun. And then what we come to is the emergence of the goddess who is the Eye of Ra. This is the Eye of Ra, this god, he is at peace with her. When she is at peace, in the peace of her seat in the bark. And then, and this is this energy of creation. The Eye of Ra is the eye that destroys and makes alive. Now here, this is this eye, the creative goddess, who is the Eye of Ra, then causing all beings to come into being as we cross the horizon. She's not there yet. She's getting ready. She's in her seat. She's about to generate everything. And just opposite her is a figure holding a dominion staff, overseeing his base. He is initiated and a companion of the door of this cavern. He is established in his seat. He shall not pass through in the presence of Ray. So this is a being, this is this quality of witnessing, that is witnessing this moment of preparation, this moment of getting ready to make the shout to establish things in the right order. So this is this, you know, where this book takes us to right to the end. It says to us, witness these acts of preparation, these acts of preparatory vision, these acts of intention, which will move forward to create the day. So coming back to, you know, to out of the detail of the book, really, coming back to what this is about, this is this moment where our vision projects forward into the future. So this is this sort of having the words that we might speak, the aligning with the energy of the universe, so that our energy is held within the weave of the universe. Now, where this all takes us to, this is that where it'll bring us to next time in a, just about a month's time, because the way this is planned, these 2 hours, the 11th and 12th hours, have to be quite close together, and then we've got a longer gap then to June until the so when we'll review the whole process. Because what is going to happen in the 12th hour is the movement through two gates, not one gate. So that's the, we're getting ready for the bridging process. What happens next time is the bridging process and the final image, which is the image of the sun being lifted out of the duat, and the beetle god Khafre holds the sun up, and the sun is received by the presence of Nut, the sky goddess, and the sun shines into the world. So what we'll be dealing with in the final weekend is the final movement through the two sets of gates and through a set of processes that enables us to make the final bridging where we rise into the new day. As Ra Harakhti, as the Ra who crosses the horizon and brings the universe into being.
It's a really simple thing, Ian. I think I've always sort of been confused or got mixed up. Nuit, that's the weaver, and Nut, that's the sky.
Yeah, Neet is the weaver. Neet,
yes.
N-I-E-T-H.
Nut is Nut and Geb.
Nut is the sky goddess, right? So often described as, yeah, she's also often blue with stars in her body. Geb is often green as the earth god. So they're the opposites. Now Neet, which is not, is the weaver goddess who creates all the gods.
How do you spell Neet?
N-E-I-T-H.
Thanks. Can I just ask, what are those things that the monkey and the Eye of Ra goddess are on? Is that like a pontoon or some kind of mooring?
Yeah, it is like a mooring rope, so this, or a mooring that they're standing on, because they're sort of well, it's like, it's a platform. So in a sense, it's the normally the baboons are found on a platform or on a temple top, praising the rising sun. And we have in the text here that the Eye of Ra is at the peace of her seat in the bark. So what's been shown there is her being on a stable platform, being in her seat. I think that's what the artist has done with that.
So just back to Neither, and she, it's like a third force to emptiness and form, isn't it? The weaver goddess, the energy of creation.
Well, she, in a sense, I suppose, is that crossing point. So in a way, is that crossing point where opposites are woven together in order to create a new form. So she is the, if you like, the form, formless form almost. So she is both empty and formed in that sense, because it's through her that forms are generated, through her that the gods are generated, you know. So through her, Ra and Apep come into being, and through Ra and Apep, everything else comes into being.
So something happens in this place. There's will in this place, isn't there? There's creation rather than just this stillness.
Absolutely. There's movement. It's the movement out of stillness somewhere, really. So the Egyptians would have that. The Egyptian image for that emptiness would be the waters of the Nun, the still waters, and then the image of the arising mound. Yeah, I mean, the Egyptians have all kinds of different ways of describing this, because they weren't being literal about it. So one image is of the weaver goddess weaving everything into existence. Another image is the still pool of water and the mound and the tree growing on it. Another would be the image of the god Ptah arising and speaking everything into being. You know, so they have a whole number of different images, which are all about the appearance of something from nothing.
Out of those two opposites coming together, the miracle of life.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share my painting before we finish. This is the image I got in the meditation of this kind of emergence. So I just thought.
Oh, that's really nice, isn't it?
Share that. There's two. That's more underwater, and that's like a mirror image. You can see the figure a bit better.
What did you do with the cling film then?
Ah, you see. So the cling film creates these kind of textures. Can you see these textures?
Yeah, I can see the textures. So what do you do?
Put the cling film on wet watercolour.
Ah.
For it to completely dry. Then you peel the cling film off and it creates the texture.
Ah, that's really brilliant. I really like that. Very cool.
And here it's more subtle.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure, but anyway, I did two.
That is nice.
A bit at the top to create that idea of like you're coming to the top of the...
Yeah, I know, I see it. I see the difference in texture. How lovely.
And this is more subtle.
Excellent.
I've really captured the feeling.
Yeah, you have absolutely captured the feeling, really, of that rising up, not quite there, but nearly there, place. So that's exactly the, in a whole image, in that one image, you've got the whole energy of the weekend there. It's great. Okie dokie, guys. So we're just about at our end. So let's just take a breath together. Again, as always, you've done a lot of work. So just be careful of yourselves in the next few days. There'll be a lot of stuff stirring. So just take a breath. Let's just breathe together. And just an ending. I'm just muted you all. I'm just going to chant Amma Ima Amen just a couple of times, just as a conclusion. Please feel free to join in. Amma Ima Amen. 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 Thank you all very much.